A malign presence lurks here, in this unfathomable realm inside the mountain. I hear its taunts, its whispers, its invitations.
We are walking in circles. We've passed this way before.
No. It is the devious nature of this place. It seeks to confuse. See here the sweep of the wall, the angle of incline in the floor. It is an optical illusion designed to disorientate. I have tracked our progress. We're nearing the top of the mountain. Soon, we shall find our target.
Aye, but we should anticipate further trickery at every turn. We near the traitor's lair, but where are the guards? We have been unopposed since destroying the shrine. Our passage has been too easy.
It is as if these tunnels had been designed to aid our passage, shepherding us towards this point. I fear they are guiding us towards another trap.
As if Mazik knows we are coming.
The shadow path will guide us.
Blind faith will not. We near our target. Tread with caution, brothers.
It knows us for what we are. It sees what others cannot. And it hungers.
They return to the shadows, passing swiftly around the narrow bends, weapons trained to front and rear, mindful of the trickery of the labyrinthine warren. Illith had been correct. They were looping around the inside of the mountain peak in concentric circles, each revolution growing smaller, drawing them closer and closer to Mazik and whatever awaited them at his eyrie. The path ahead narrowed to a small opening, barely large enough for one of them to pass through at a time. Columns of smooth-dressed stone framed the hole, each one engraved in unfamiliar whorls and pictograms. Just looking at them incited a mixture of trepidation and loathing within Quelled. He halted on the threshold, and the others broke from the shadows to stand behind him.
I can see nothing beyond the opening. It is as if my vision is obscured, and the darkness cannot be penetrated.
It is unnatural, conjured by warp filth.
And yet there is no other way, except to fail in our task.
Stand aside, Quelled. I shall breach it first.
Remain on Vox contact.
Aye.
Arteryx approached the opening, ducked his head, and stepped through. For a moment there was nothing but silence. Then the Vox crackled suddenly to life in Quelled's ear.
There is a small chamber. The walls are fashioned from sheets of pure crystal. It glows with an unholy...
Arteryx!
Go!
Quelled drew his blade and stepped into the envelope of darkness. For a moment, he felt as if he were cocooned in something warm and black, pressing in from all sides, stifling his breath, obscuring his vision. He pushed, thrashing out, as if tearing his way through the immaterium itself. He slashed at the air with his blade, and it met resistance, piercing something strange and intangible. It seemed to part in his wake, breaking into feathery fragments that gusted away on a non-existent breeze, resembling nothing so much as Kievaran ravens taking flight. A moment later they had gone, and he was alone. He was standing in a room constructed from walls of polished crystal, which seemed to shine with their own inner radiance, shifting along a spectrum of blues and greens and golds. There was no evidence of Arteryx or his passing. Only a single doorway led on, deep into the crystal complex that appeared to stem from this initial chamber.
Arteryx! Do you read me? Arteryx! Repeat!
Eyes. Katie. Do not trust.
Illith!
I read you, Quelled.
There's no sign of Arteryx. I'm going after him. Into the next chamber.
Quelled glanced around. Behind him, the portal through which he had entered swirled with the same strange black viscous substance he had waded through. Quelled sheathed his knife and raised his bolter. Cautiously, he crossed the room, approaching the narrow opening, scanning for any sign of Arteryx. He could see through into the next chamber, which seemed to mirror the first in almost every way, save for the fact the opening was on the west wall, and there was no sign of another portal. No sign of Arteryx either. Queld stepped up to the opening, only to rebound noisily from a solid crystal wall. Shaking his head, he touched the barrier. Now, there was no sign of the opening at all, but simply another sheet of glowing crystal standing in his path. He turned on the spot, keeping his bolter level, to see that the portal had now disappeared too, replaced by yet another wall. And now a new opening had appeared in the east wall, identical to the previous one. He hurried over to it, cautiously reaching out, only to discover that this too was an illusion.
Arteryx, can you hear me?
Do not trust your eyes.
Quill turned, but there was no one there.
Mordrin.
It seemed they had all become lost, hellish maze.
Do not trust your eyes.
Arteryx's words, if indeed they were Arteryx's words and not some further trickery, echoed in his mind.
Do not trust your eyes.
The entire complex was an illusion, or at least one fallacy had been layered upon another, tricking his eyes, causing him to believe the walls had somehow shifted, parting to form new doorways while closing others in their wake. That was what Arteryx had been telling him, not to trust his own eyes. But what of his other senses? Had they too fallen prey to the twisted imprecations of this bizarre place? Queld drew a deep breath and closed his eyes.
The darkness is our shield. The shadow path will guide us.
There was nothing but him, the center of all things. The eddy of a gentle breeze stirring his hair, brushing his pale cheek. He turned and walked towards it, his eyes tightly shut. One step, then two, and then more, as he walked briskly towards the opening he knew was there. He heard the timbre of his footsteps change and realized he had passed into the adjoining chamber. He stood for a moment and then set out again, striding with growing confidence, moving on through the next room and then the room after that, winding his way deeper and deeper into the crystalline maze.
My eyes are black, yet still I see.
5 rooms later, he sensed a change in the quality of the air. He stopped on the threshold, his finger twitching on the trigger of his bolter. There was something else in the room. He could feel its presence. Queld moistened his lips. He knew the thing was looking at him, weighing him up. It was on his right, pressed up against the wall. Its fingers were trailing over the polished crystal, its feet stirring the granules of dust on the ground. It was not of this realm. Of that he was certain. He waited, sensing its impatience. It wanted him to move, to spring its trap.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
It shifted, launching itself into the air, and Queld swung his bolter in a wide arc, squeezing the trigger and loosing round after round. The sudden noise was startling and obscene after the relative silence of the last few minutes, but he heard the satisfying thud of shells against soft flesh as his shots found their mark, shredding the beast in midair. It flopped to the ground, wheezing, as it gave its final throes in the mortal realm. Then it was gone, and all was silent again. He pressed on, striding through the darkness, more at home in its comforting embrace than he had felt since he'd first entered the infernal fortress.
We are Raven Guard, and we shall not be dissuaded from our righteous path, no matter where it leads.
Queld?
Arteryx?
I'm here, Queld.
Queld opened his eyes. Arteryx stood before him, flanked by Mordrin. They were standing at the base of a massive flight of steps, hewn from the same shimmering crystal as the walls, and imbued with identical swirling colours. Their apex disappeared out of sight, stretching up into the very peak of the mountain. Here, wispy clouds had formed inside the structure, vaporous and gossamer. Beyond this, he presumed, lay Mazik's eyrie.
Illith!
Here!
Quelled turned to see Illith's twisted snarl as he emerged through the doorway behind him. There was blood spattered across his chest plate. It wasn't his.
Another test overcome.
Mordron hefted his sword. It, too, was smeared with blood.
And now we are invited to approach our enemy through the main entrance to his lair.
He glanced at Illith.
It is not our way. He is expecting us. We walk headlong into a trap.
Illith nodded, his expression grave.
Aye, but overconfidence shall prove his undoing. He underestimates us.
I think we've shown him exactly what we're capable of.
He replaced the near-empty magazine from his bolter.
Yet, I do not see we have a choice.
Then, for Korax, brothers.
Mordron met Quelled's gaze. Quelled held it for a moment.
For Korax.